According to a 2022 study by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, over 38,000 veterans are experiencing homelessness in America. Of this population, over 700 live here in Colorado. Greetings again. I'm Adam Morgan. The Veterans Administration operates a national call center for homeless vets at 877-424-3838. That's 877-4-AID-VET. Although the VA is committed to ending homelessness among veterans, the outreach and programs necessary to accomplish that goal is challenging. Recently, the VA announced their first homeless veterans housing project in Los Angeles. However, there is a non-VA project already up and running in Longmont, Colorado, just north of Denver. It is the Veterans Community Project. The executive director is Ms. Jennifer Sabold.
So Veterans Community Project started in Kansas City. Really, the idea was born from a group of combat veterans that were, you know, friends living in the area and just seeing their brothers and sisters struggle when they came home with things like food insecurity and housing instability. So they were, you know, doing what they could to help in various ways in the community, but they sat down and really talked about what's a way that we can have greater impact and really have some long-term impact and not be doing these sort of one-off things that ultimately are helpful but may not help somebody be stable in the long run. So they sort of kicked around some ideas and came up with this idea for a village that would serve veterans through tiny home living. I think part of it was just based on the codes at the time, and really the size of our tiny homes comes from what they were able to do at the time with the cities, and it kind of grew from there, and the success has been so incredible that word spread, and it's, you know, in six cities across the U.S. now.
So the idea is that they weren't going to wait for the Veterans Administration to come up with something, or maybe the VA had, and they hadn't been successful. So the guys just took it into their own initiative then to get something done for vets.
Yeah, and I think that really, you know, I don't think it was necessarily intended to replace anything the VA was doing or to do, you know, it's more to fill the gaps, because there are gaps, and the VA does fantastic work and helps a lot of veterans, but there are also gaps, and some people fall through the cracks. And so the intention was, you know, how can we fill those gaps and help to serve the individuals who maybe aren't getting what they need?
I think you mentioned that they are in other communities outside of Longmont here in Colorado. How many other states and communities has this outreach reached?
Yeah, so we are in Kansas City where we started. Here in Longmont, we were the first expansion site. And then we have active sites in St. Louis and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then we are in the earlier stages of, like, that zoning, permitting, working with the community on fundraising in Milwaukee and Oklahoma City.
You're saying a lot of really major communities there. So obviously the question for us here is, why Longmont and not Denver?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think a couple things. Really, this was the first expansionary site outside of Kansas City. So Longmont led the way for VCP expanding into various cities across the U.S. And we have an entire department dedicated to choosing the right cities now. Our national expansion team is responsible for going into cities that want to bring a VCP village there and doing all of the work and looking at what, you know, making sure that the infrastructure really is there. Longmont, though, the way that we ended up here was that the city of Longmont had a group of city council members and local community influencers, people who were just looking to solve some problems. And one of those was, you know, how do we solve the issue of veteran homelessness here in our community? That council really resolved to end veteran homelessness in our community. That was back in 2019. And then they sent some people out in that committee to look at what are other cities doing across the U.S., what's working, what might work here. And Kevin Molshein was a part of that group. He is part of HMS development here locally. And he went out and looked at a lot of different models and landed in Kansas City and said, okay, this is actually something I think can work. He was really impressed with the way that the community had wrapped their arms around it. the way that people felt about it, the way that it felt to be on site. And the success rate is incredible. Got an 85% success rate with transitional, like successful transition into permanent housing. So meaning people find permanent housing, but also maintain that permanent housing. That's more than double the national average. So I think he was really impressed with that. He brought it back here to Longmont and said, you know, I think this is something that genuinely could work here in our community. And more than that, he put his money where his mouth is. He donated the land to us, pretty significant land value, and it was improved land, so infrastructure in place as well. The value of the land that we built on, the 2.4 acres here in Longmont, is about $2.5 million. That's probably escalated since 2019 as well. So really, that was kind of how we got here.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it sort of set the stage for what does VCP look at going forward when we select cities. And a big part of it is city support, political support, and can mm-hmm. we find affordable land or donated land? And then the third piece is community support. And the community here in Longmont has been incredible in embracing this mission as well. And we couldn't do it without that support, because while it's one thing to build a community, and our project will cost $7 million by the time it's complete to just have built the village, it also requires support annually. So our budget annually is $1.5 million. It's because we do a lot of deep work in terms of case management and making sure that we continue to support veterans. So that's the important part of it. And if the community is willing to support those things, that's going to help us.
We wouldn't have thought that Longmont would have been a community with a big homeless problem, much less a homeless veterans challenge to start with. But I guess they had enough there to be concerned about it, to put an initiative together to do that.
Yes. I mean, veteran homelessness as a whole is one of the larger groups of individuals that experience homelessness. So the number holds pretty true nationally. It fluctuates somewhere between 10 and 12% of our unhoused individuals are veterans. That holds true here in Longmont and pretty much across the state of Colorado.
Okay, so what you really have there is a very positive public-private partnership to make it work.
Absolutely, yes. A full community partnership. And we always say, you know, community is our middle name for a reason, but truly, like, it takes an entire community to come together to make this work.
Now, I'm a veteran. I'm homeless. How do I contact you all, or must I be referred from an agency or another organization that helps the homeless or helps vets? How does the process work to get your clients there?
Yeah, so I should also say Longmont started in a little bit of a unique way. We opened our outreach services first in 2020, and we really didn't go vertical until 2022 on the village. So we've been doing outreach here since 2020. That's really where your services start.
Yeah.
So a veteran does not need a referral to receive VCP services. They can just walk in, and we have walk-in hours 3 days a week, or they can call and make an appointment anytime Monday through Friday. They can get an appointment with the case manager and have some one-on-one conversation about their needs.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of referrals. So a number of community partners that we work with send veterans our way because we're more equipped to handle the veteran-specific stuff. We, in turn, also send them their way for those things that they're experts in, like, say, mental health, or, if somebody isn't eligible for some type of housing benefit, we might be able to refer them to someone else in our community doing that work well. We utilize food banks, that kind of thing. So that partnership, we've got about 90 partners across Northern Colorado that our case managers work with regularly, and referrals kind of go both ways. But people can come in for anything. You don't have to be unhoused. We do see people who are just in need of other services. So maybe they have run short on money this month and they're having a hard time filling the pantry for their family. We do have a small food bank for that. We do a lot of emergency assistance support to prevent homelessness. So if somebody's fallen behind because they had a major medical bill or their car broke down, and now they're looking at, gosh, if I don't pay my rent, I'm going to be evicted. We can support them with some emergency assistance financial support as long as we know they're going to be stable going forward.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of that work, too. But it does range all the way up to I am unhoused or, you know, even chronically unhoused. And we do everything in between. We don't turn anyone away. Discharge status, we serve veterans of all discharge statuses, regardless of their type of duty, their length of service. We we want to say yes to every veteran, and, you know, each veteran's needs look different, but we try to serve them in any of the ways that they might need.
I know a lot of women veterans for the stand downs each year, a number of women veterans think that because they didn't see action, they're not really veterans, and so they don't take advantage of the things that they can be helped with. So do you have a...
and not even, you would be surprised, not even just women veterans. There are a lot of male veterans as well that don't feel like they've earned the title of veteran.
Really?
So it's really interesting. Our case managers actually tell me that when they go out and do outreach, they don't say, are you a veteran? They say, have you ever served in the military?
That is a much more positive and stronger way of doing it. And so in the case manager's evaluation, then that determines who may need one of the community homes and who will not, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, a lot of individuals we see, we can house more quickly in a different way. Since we've opened the Outreach Center, we've actually helped to permanently house 87 veterans, and we've served more than 350. And that was all before we even had tiny homes to place people into for transitional housing. So if someone comes in and, you know, they just need maybe some bridge housing and a little bit of support for the next 30 to 60 days, they will never see the village. They'll never be in that pool of individuals because they just frankly don't need it. And the ultimate goal is permanent housing. So we'll help them a different way. The village is really intended for those who are going to need more time because it is two-year transitional housing that's incredibly supportive with regular weekly case management.
When you talk about transitional, you're trying to get the veterans back on their feet again and getting a good positive grip and grasp on life to build a new direction for them. So do they have requirements if you house them that they have to do? They got to see the case manager every week, let them know what they're doing. Is that a part of your outreach too?
Yes, it's absolutely a big part of our work. So there is an expectation. Veterans don't, you know, they don't pay any rent while they're with us. And we really say that their payment is that work on themselves and that meeting with the case manager and being accountable to the things the case manager assigns to them. Like, you know, they will do an individualized plan when they sit down with their case manager. They'll meet with them weekly to check in on that. It looks a little different for everybody. You know, maybe somebody has some long ignored mental health things and we want to focus on that before we move forward. They'll put together a plan for that. Or maybe they're pretty good, but they need some education and training in order to get employment and stabilize their income.
Yeah.
It's very individualized depending on the individual and where they are in life.
Since it's individualized, then you can set goals and timelines for them to move their life forward.
Yep, absolutely. And we ask them to be active participants in setting those goals, right? So even at entry, we say, what do you think it's going to take for you to get back on your feet? If you had to say how much time you thought was, you know, going to be needed or the kinds of resources. So we take a lot of input from them.
Trauma-informed design.
Yeah. So and a lot of thought went into this and specifically around PTSD because we were founded by combat vets. I think there was some specific attention paid to, you know, how do we make sure we have this safe, dignified space for veterans to live, but also think about what might be their own particular needs and what sort of things we run into. So the design itself, the tiny homes actually have incredibly thick insulation. If anybody, I encourage people to come visit. If you are in the Longmont area, we're always happy to give a tour and you can schedule those online. And you will see that they are incredibly quiet inside. So when you close the door, it's a very peaceful, quiet space. You're not hearing like sudden noises that might be startling. The layout of the furniture is also what we call trauma-informed design. So the veteran's back is always against the back wall of the home, where their bed is placed, and they can see the entirety of the home, so all of the windows and door entrances, as well as into the entirety of the bathroom, so that there's no surprises, nothing that would startle them.
Ms. Jennifer Sabold is the executive director of the Veterans Community Project in Longmont, Colorado. The project assists and supports veterans to end their homelessness and structure new lives for themselves. Should you know a vet who may need such assistance, information is available online at Veterans Community Project Longmont. That's vcp.org. Look for the Longmont button. Or you may call 720-340-2916. That's 720-340-2916. 2916. We will continue our conversation with Ms. Jennifer Sabold on our next edition. I'm Adam Morgan. Do keep in touch, and many thanks to you as well for sharing a few moments of your weekend with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.